Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
Listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
901 on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. You want to get in here? It's actually 902. 902 now.
Okay.
Okay, so I want to ask you a question, and this is totally off the beaten path for a change with this show. Do you know who Ray Caldwell is?
Ray Caldwell. It doesn't sound like a golf name.
No.
Is it? Hold on. I have heard that name. I just heard it recently, as a matter of fact. Ray Caldwell is a pitching instructor for the Twins. No. They're Double-A.
None of that. Ray Caldwell made his major league debut August 24th, 1919.
No hitter.
No.
Okay.
He was struck by lightning on the mound.
That's how I know it, because somebody sent that stupid story to me.
Struck by lightning on the mound.
Lived.
Here's what happened. Struck by lightning against the Athletics. They were in Philadelphia at the time, I believe. He was knocked down. The entire field shocked by a flash of lightning, which seemed to shoot directly into the pitcher's box. It calls it a pitcher's box. I don't know why it calls it that. Caldwell was dazed for several moments, but pitched the remaining innings and last of the game. The flash came during the rain and was accompanied by a deafening crash of thunder. One of the players touched Caldwell on the head, and he leaped into the air. He touched him on the head and got a shock. He said the pitcher seemed to be crackling with electricity. But he finished the game, and then 17 days later, he pitched a no-hitter at New York.
Mm.
So, do you think that Ray Caldwell, do you think in today's world, if you get struck by lightning, that you will finish the game? Or do you think that they might even shut down the entire season?
Shut down season.
Shut down the season.
Yeah.
If a guy gets hit, struck by lightning in a game right now, we won't be able to play now. We'll probably have to shut down the entire league.
That's so, what are you suggesting, that we're soft nowadays?
Oh, in 1919, what you do while you're crackling with electricity, you get up and finish the game.
Yeah.
Well, we know.
Because it's your game.
There's even lightning in the area. It's a 30-minute delay.
Oh, no. We know now. Well, forget finish the game.
How did he pitch, though?
Well, I don't know.
I need to know how he pitched.
But then there were no relievers, by the way. Everybody pitched their own game.
God, I wish this.
You
were
weren't a man if you didn't finish your game.
Can you imagine how good this would be if this were 1919 and the Astros didn't have to go to the pen?
Oh my gosh, it would be awesome.
It would be so much.
Luis Garcia has got 194 pitches. So
they'd have 31.
Finish your game.
31.
Don't be a
wins.
Wuss.
They'd have four more wins.
Yeah.
Wasn't Augie Garrido doing that with the Texas staff?
Yes,
anyway.
Yes. And what they? Augie Garrido, great manager, the coach that. And won in his Hall of Famer.
Did he win a lot at Texas? I know. Did he win a title at Texas? I know he did at Cal State Fullerton.
I believe they won a title, didn't they?
Did
Augie Garrido? I think he won one title.
I don't think he won at Texas. Did he?
Did he?
Did he?
He was there a long time.
No one knows. No, you can't find that out.
Yeah, you can. He's been there since 97.
They'll call University of Texas Sports Information Director.
He won two. You can find on Wikipedia.
They'll check with Sports Information Director. Call, leave a message, and see what he says.
It ain't 1998.
Oh, they won't call you back. Yeah. Texas won't call you back.
No,
they're too uppity.
But he won two
times. I'm sorry, I don't answer phone calls from peasants in
five times College World Series.
He won in 02 and 05.
05, yeah. They won twice, thank you.
While he was destroying arms.
Demeaning the Longhorns. I'm sure we're going to get a text from Raheel.
I asked. I didn't say they hadn't won. I was like, did he win? I can't ask that question.
Not knowing Texas baseball history, that's on you.
I know.
You have to look it up.
I know. God forbid.
Right? How you don't know this at the right now. Tip of your fingers. Anyway, so that's when men were men, Lance.
When guys pitch through lightning?
When they get struck by lightning, they get up and finish their game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm fine with that.
Ray Caldwell was really recently roughed up by Todd Kellis?
No. Ray Caldwell's been dead for quite a bit.
Oh. Roughed he said, said a documentary should be made. Should be made. He refused to leave the game, having pitched 82 1/3 innings. Oh, 8 2/3. 8 2/3 inning. Went on record to get the final out for the win. Yeah.
Oh, he only had to get one more out. Whatever.
Like, that's a big deal.
It's not.
After getting struck by lightning.
And to be honest with you, we don't really know if he actually got struck by lightning.
Yeah.
It could be just an old wives' tale that they're telling.
Can you imagine if LeBron got nailed by lightning?
Oh, my God.
Oh, so tired of that act. So tired.
LeBron got hit by lightning.
It seems like every time he gets touched, he got hit by lightning rolling around on the floor.
It's always a near-death experience.
Yes.
He's either losing a limb or his vision or something.
Appendage, an eye.
You get to see that. Honest question. Is he the most dramatic...
Who's the biggest
emotional
drama queen?
And dramatic? Well, that's what I mean. Is he the most dramatic megastar in the history of sports? Now I'm saying megastar. I don't want to hear about, you know, we're talking about some of the all-time best. Who was the most dramatic? Can you come up with anyone even close? Just in basketball alone.
Was Kobe close?
No, Kobe was pretty real. I think Kobe was a real dude. That's why people didn't like him. He didn't try to. Yeah, but no one liked Kobe.
No.
Like, because Kobe was so real about everything.
As far as drama goes.
Not MJ, not Wilt, not Kareem, not Larry Bird, do that not then. Even Magic.
No, but there was drama.
Magic
there was
had drama, some drama around him.
There was drama early. Around Isaiah.
Well, now, but he's not a megastar to me.
Oh, yeah, he is. A Hall of Famer.
Megastar, I said. Consider one of the top 10 of all time in your sport.
College championship, one pro championship.
He's not one of the top 10 in his sport.
Oh,
of
no.
All time.
Well, no.
I'm talking about mega. You can't just be a guy who's been an all pro. Yeah, like.
Is there drama? I mean,
if Isaiah was
Jerry
a megastar,
Rice, Tom Brady.
Okay, if he was a megastar, would he have been on the Dream Team? Yes. And he wasn't. So he must not have been that
Mike
good.
Mike kept him off the Dream Team. That's where the drama came in.
Why? Because he was too
he hated
dramatic.
Him. Yeah, because he iced Mike out when he was younger.
Now, Isaiah had some of that to him, yeah. But not even like LeBron. He didn't have to.
But
like,
Mike was so petty.
So I got one. Dennis Rodman was. Now, he's not a mega star like LeBron. LeBron, once again, one of the all-time greats. Dennis Rodman was emotional, taking his shoes off. Every interview had to be about Dennis Rodman. He did stuff for attention.
Oh, yeah, he left for Vegas for weeks
Dennis
at a time.
Dennis was the Mr. Drama.
Well,
even more so than LeBron.
I don't know if it's drama so much as weirdness.
Oh, no, no, no. No, he created drama,
too.
Oh,
yeah, that's true.
He created drama on teams.
But LeBron is a different kind of drama.
Well, I'm just saying drama. I'm just saying emotional and drama.
Yeah,
LeBron. LeBron, as a megastar, we've seen it from other players. Okay, let's go to baseball. All the great pitchers of all time, Roger, Randy Johnson. I can't go to guys who, you know, nobody in the 70s had that going on other than like Spaceman Lee or whatever. In the 80s, what, Mario Soto? No. Greg Maddux? No.
Manny Ramirez?
Pedro Martinez had, but he was just a competitor who had a little edge to him. But he wasn't about drama where every interview has to be.
Manny?
No, no, no. I said Pedro Martinez.
Oh, I'm talking about Manny Ramirez. Manny had a lot of stuff around him.
Manny had stuff around him, but I don't think Manny created his own drama. Like, as much as LeBron likes to be in the middle of everything.
Oh, yeah.
Like
Alex Rodriguez.
Oh,
A-Rod,
yeah.
A-Rod's a pretty good one.
A-Rod.
Okay. Douchebag. I'll put A-Rod. What?
Wait.
What?
We heard that under your breath.
You spoke into a microphone.
Yes.
A-Rod, LeBron. Now, who you got for football? Is a megastar. Surely we can come up with somebody.
Sean Watson.
No.
Well,
what?
There's
no.
A low.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, what?
What are you talking
what do you
about?
Mean, no.
No, but
well, Aaron Rodgers is turning into
that. Okay, now.
Deshaun
now,
wait,
was
Deshaun
dramatic.
Is even worse. He's the first one to start this with the trade beam.
Yeah, but do you see him on interviews all the time with
LeBron
goes and does a bunch of
interviews.
He can't
now.
Do an interview. He didn't
now.
Do any back then either. He wasn't doing any interviews.
This started in November, right?
I can't compare. You've got this one thing where he wants to get traded. LeBron started something where he had, it was called The Decision. There was executive producers for this. No. Come on. I mean, that's not even remotely close to saying, I want to get traded, and him doing an executive production with Maverick Carter?
You don't using your Twitter account to subtweet your entire organization is dramatic?
Now that's a pretty good one. No, but he's on the road, but I can't make... A, he's still not a megastar, and then B, he was on the road.
Well,
Aaron Rodgers...
He got cut off at the knees because he liked to get a massage.
Aaron Rodgers likes that kind of diva stuff around him. Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers... who was worse?
Lynn Dickey.
I think Aaron Rodgers brings it.
Every Packer quarterback. Don Majkowski, Lynn Dickey.
But all of them.
Oh. Bart Starr.
Think
Bart
about this. Starr,
he was a drama queen.
The media followed Brett Favre and made the Brett Favre thing to an extent.
Well,
Brett
had some of it too. Unhappy. He was always pushing the Packers.
But
he
now Aaron Rodgers is on a, to me, he's on a different level because this went, you know, it's a little different with Aaron Rodgers. Aaron's a pretty good one. I don't know if I'm ready to put him in LeBron A-Rod territory yet, but he might be. He actually, can you come up with anyone else?
No.
Certainly a wide receiver. T.O.
Oh, yeah.
T.O.
Oh, no, that's number one football guy.
Yeah.
He was the biggest drama queen.
And he was phenomenal.
Yes.
That guy was a great player.
So LeBron tweeted this out the 20th, May 20th. Space Jam 2 is going to change the world. And then a fire emoji.
No, it won't.
So then Bugs Bunny replied.
That hasn't come out yet,
then
right?
Then Bugs Bunny replied, are we on the same movie set? We can't get through a day of shooting without you whining and trying to bundle your co-stars in trades for A-listers. When you mess up a line, you fall down and pretend like you have cramps.
Who said
you
this?
Couldn't have
Bugs Bunny.
Shut up.
You couldn't have handled acting with Bill Murray in the 90s. You're too soft. But
that can't be true. That's
and it's got a blue check mark.
I know. That's got to be it.
Bugs Bunny.
Del, can you check the veracity of that Bugs Bunny account?
That is so funny. Bugs Bunny called out LeBron for
there's
being a
no
drama
way.
Queen.
No, there's
T.O.
No.
T.O. and Ricky Henderson.
Yeah, there's no such thing as a Bugs Bunny account.
Yeah.
That's too good to be true.
That's not me, Dr. Trey. That's Todd Callis. Take a picture. The time I
By
got
the way,
take
Art,
a picture with Granado.
You made a comment about fans all standing up and cheering, and Art's like, "Bull crap!" Not the diamond level
seats.
Yes,
they were.
Because Art was complaining about that. Art, why don't you call in and say it to John? Now I didn't see people in the back.
Oh, Art is just anti Diamond Club.
Hold on. What about Diamond Club? Right in our TV vision, in our TV line, because I didn't see them standing up.
Yeah,
you were outside of our TV vision.
No, I was
we didn't
standing
see
up.
You.
I was screaming.
You may have been.
I was screaming at. Oh, Sutsugo.
So you screamed at a Japanese player.
Yes. I was like, oh.
Did you scream at somebody who played?
Yeah, he played.
Did you scream at a white guy?
Yeah. Muncy, you suck, Muncy. Muncy, you're duncy. That's what I said.
That's not great for you.
No.
Muncy, you're duncy.
913 ESPN 975713. Let's talk Astros. Who wants to call in and talk about your team that won last night? Let's go. 713-780-3776.
This is Ed Too Tall Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
You know, this makes them come back. You know, or games like this when you win at home and you know, we invite them to come back. You know, we enjoyed them. I mean, they were into the game, especially the fact that it was a close game. It was a close game, you know, all night. And, you know, you didn't hardly see anybody running up and down the aisle. You didn't hardly see anybody probably going to the bathroom or not. But it was, you know, it was fun. It was a lot of fun. This is how I remember, you know, Houston being.
That was a great time last night. Great time. What a fun time. If you were there, give us a call, especially if you were in left field and you saw that fight. Holy crap. That was not good for the Astros. The Astros lost 1-1 last night. They won the game. They lost the battle. They lost the fight in the stands because dude just put a ass whooping. And did you see the female, I don't know what they call them, Andy Frains, the people that seat you at the ballpark?
The ushers?
The usher. The attendant. Yes. Mm-hmm. She leisurely strolled up. And that was
I wouldn't want to run up on that either.
Yeah. What are you going to do anyway, though, lady?
Yeah.
I mean,
Redcoats would have come in there with forearms. And back in the day of the Astros, the Redcoats would have come in with a flying knee over the top.
It wasn't that long ago, a couple of years ago, that there. Remember the guy that had to be carried? They had a choke hold on him, and it took like five of the ushers. They weren't ushers, they were bouncers at the Astros game. Yeah. Yes. Remember that guy that was like.
Oh, and then they went to work. Cougar football, I think. Remember that time people were getting body slammed?
Yeah. Get out, bitch! Bang! Like, oh,
you can't just RKO the guy.
No, they were forearming people that were running out of the stands, and it was like U of H had to apologize. Like, sorry about that. You know, you could run on the field, I guess, but don't run on the field. But please don't, you know, forearm people to the head, shimmy them to the head, so that they get knocked out as they're trying to run on the field. But, yeah, if you were up there in left field, give us a call, 713-780. Well, along the left field line down there, 713-780-3776. Dude put an ass-whooping on our Astro guy. And his girlfriend was trying to – she's like, I'm out of here. Today, what's she saying? Man, you got your ass beat by a – you got your ass beat by a Dodger fan. That wasn't what we were looking for last night.
But before we move on, are you wearing the same thing 2 days in a row? Because you said you were going to wear that shirt last night.
No, I wore my orange last night.
To fit in?
Yeah. Well, it was orange night. You got orange.
Did a lot of people wear orange last night?
A lot of people did wear orange last night. Yeah, that was great. There wasn't a lot of blue there, though.
Yeah, it wasn't going to be a one-night event.
No, but
Dodger
I think
fans.
It was better last night than it was the night before when you looked at the stands.
For compared Dodgers,
and Astros fans showed up. Well, there were more fans there than there were the night before.
Okay,
and I think it was Astros fans stepping up, and it was awesome. It was awesome, and drowning them out, and it was awesome.
Well,
it's not going to be a story today on ESPN.
No.
The story was yesterday that the Dodger fans drowned out the Astros.
The Dodgers
and blah,
won,
blah, blah.
And then the Dodger fans.
Not one word this morning about the Astros beating their ass.
That doesn't sell.
That doesn't sell. No, Steven wants to get in here. Hey, Steven, what's going on?
Hey, guys, y'all were talking about that fight in the stand last night during the game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I work in a hospital in the ER, and we actually treated one of the guys last night that was in the fight. And he said, y'all will probably hear about it later on. So I started laughing when y'all mentioned it because that's exactly what he said.
He said what? Say it again, Steven?
One of the guys in the fight last night in the stands actually came to the hospital I worked at and we treated him.
Yeah, what did he say?
What did he say?
He said something.
He said, be on the lookout for either like a story or something that he's going to be in, and that's going to be him. And I said, well, I listen to ESPN radio in the morning, so I'll listen out for it then. So I started laughing when y'all mentioned it.
Oh, he said, I'm going to be in a story. He knew that he was in the video.
Oh, he was
going to
be part of the story,
yeah.
But he definitely is.
Oh, well, he's
part of this game story, question. Mm-hmm. And, thanks, Steven. We appreciate it, man. Thanks for listening. Thanks. We appreciate it. That's a guy that works all night. Thank you for your service, too, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Excuse me?
Yeah, he's in the emergency
room.
What
you say,
you know,
Dale? Just respect,
everything?
Please.
Yeah.
You say thank you for your service to everyone now?
No, I think, yeah, when I got my beer last night from the guy from
he didn't just
you
say
said thank you for your service
thank
to
you
the
for
beer
your service.
Guy?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Well,
that doesn't seem like something you should say.
No, somebody is he's doing yeoman's work.
When you get
he's doing God's work.
Okay.
Bringing me beer, bringing me Coors Lights.
So, do you say it to everyone who provides a beverage or food to you, or is it just the Coors Light person?
Food too. Good food too. If you like, bring good fried chicken. I had fried chicken last night there. It was awesome.
And you said thank you for your service to that person.
Yes.
You don't think it kind of lessens if you're saying it
to
everyone?
Really? Fried chicken and Coors Lights, that lessens someone? No, it makes everything greater.
I've never said thank you for your service to someone who brought me fried chicken.
Well, then you apparently you don't appreciate life like I do.
You don't
appreciate the people. You're not a man of the people like I am.
You're
I tell you what,
Dale,
you certainly don't sound like a guy who's very appreciative of things.
No, I say thank you when food's brought to me, and I
But not your service.
I thank them for their service with a tip.
What do you...
I did that too.
What do you reserve?
Don't worry.
Typically, I reserve thank you for your service for military. And now, because of the pandemic, frontline responders and things like that.
Is that guy working in the emergency room? Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, you know what? Thank you for your service.
So, you're asking me what
But we're not talking about him, though, John.
No.
We're talking about when you said thank you for your service to the guy who gave you beer.
Well...
That's different than the emergency room guy.
I think it's all one and the same.
No, yeah, so? well,
how's it one?
Well,
and the
here's
same?
Here's how it's the same, Del. If the beer guy keeps giving John beers, he can send them to the emergency room. That's
or,
how.
Or what he's doing is heroic. That's all I'm saying.
So he's heroic by walking down the steps or aisle to get you a beer, to give you your beer.
Yeah, Brian says sounds like Del doesn't love America. Okay, I'm with you on that one. Yes, he's bringing me. He's performing a service that you listen. To me, it's heroic. Maybe not to you. Maybe you have a different idea of heroism.
So how many people do you think are heroes? Because you get beers from a lot of people a lot of times.
Are you kidding?
So everyone's almost a hero in your eyes.
Margie at Luling's is one of the greatest heroes in America today. She's like a superhero. That's how many beers she's given me.
Is she home?
Okay. It doesn't make you a superhero.
It does.
If somebody gives you a beer.
Yes.
Is Ryan LaShane a superhero?
Ryan LaShane is. If he doesn't have Coors Light and he doesn't have a TV. How can you be a superhero if you don't even have a TV
in
your restaurant?
Sounds like a supervillain to me.
An arch enemy. Put a TV in there.
Supervillain.
He's an arch villain.
He's an arch.
But not even really
what
an
if
arch
you don't,
villain.
What if you don't inject the chicken with the spices?
Look, then you're just a terrible chef.
Yeah.
That's all that is.
Inject. That's not what he said. Bread.
I don't need you spreading your basic Chipotle mayo on your chicken and calling it spicy, LaShane.
No, you like it inside the actual seasoning.
Yes.
Not injected.
I don't need it infused. I just need it as part of the seasoning. Like you know, I don't need you spreading a sauce on it and calling it spicy. I got hot sauce at home for that.
Yeah.
What are you? That's not special.
That's not spicy.
No.
It's just chicken and you slapped on some spice.
Look, LaShane can't be a super villain because he doesn't rise to that level.
Oh, my gosh. LaShane's catching it. I think he's a superhero when he gets me Coors Lights. Not having a TV takes away some of it. He doesn't even have a cape.
So what you're telling me is a man with the restaurant doesn't have a TV and he's spreading spicy mayo on his chicken sandwiches?
Yeah, and he doesn't always have Coors Light.
What kind of restaurant owner is this?
I don't know.
How's he in business?
I don't know. He was Eric Sandler's number one restaurant 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Despite you two schlubs,
mm-hmm.
John demanding a domestic beer that you can get anywhere and no TV. Eric Sandler is one of the great writers.
He is.
In our city of food.
No one heard what I said.
No.
Culture map. I'm letting the listeners know.
You called me a schlub?
Yeah.
Compared to who?
I don't know. That's the first time I used the word schlub. It didn't feel good.
Ever.
It didn't feel good. I felt like it was in 1966. Look at you two schlubs. Like, oh, God. Am I a Jewish man in New York in a Woody Allen movie?
You would have called a schmucks as well.
Ooh.
A what?
A schmuck.
Well, yeah. Oh. And schmutz. You can say that, too. That's another Jewish word that
I
know
mush?
Because I'm in the community. 713-7803. Mush.
You're definitely not in the Jewish community.
I lived in Bel Air for a long time.
What does that mean?
Doesn't put you in a community.
Not in the community.
I was the manager of the Little League team. I'm in the community.
And
I'm in the community. Okay?
Maybe he is. Actually.
I am. No.
Think about it.
Did you go to bar mitzvahs?
Absolutely, I did. Yeah.
Did
bat mitzvahs and bar mitzvahs.
You went to both?
Yes, both.
You went to
and
all the mitzvahs?
And I played at Westwood Golf Course.
Okay. Did you wear a yarmulke at those celebrations?
I've worn a yarmulke. And oh, by the way,
you have not.
No, yes, I have. I've gone to temple before.
Do you for what?
For a funeral, for one.
Do you have to wear it?
Yeah,
if you're not
everybody
Jewish?
Who goes in, yes, you have to wear a yarmulke.
Oh, okay. I don't know the rules.
Steve McKinney, when we were on a plane once on a Texans game, said, I have a skin yarmulke. So
that's just your bald spot.
Well, yeah.
That's not a yarmulke.
He called it a skin yarmulke?
Yeah.
That makes me want to throw up for some reason.
It doesn't sound good.
No.
927 ESPN 97.5. It was when he wasn't a very nice person before he owned all those McDonald's.
Is he that nice? When's the last time we got any food from him?
Yeah, I know. And does he bring fries when he brings it?
Well, I mean, that's your thing. It's in the morning and
Jerk McKinney.
They don't really travel well, fries. Where's he coming from, by the way?
He's coming all the way from like way north of Conroe.
You want those fries?
Yes, I want those fries. I don't care. Gross. Yes. No, he can bring them from the one out McDonald's right here.
We stopped at a kind of a Mexican food restaurant called Magoo's Place when we were coming back in West Texas.
Wait a minute. A Magoo's Place is a Mexican restaurant?
Yeah. This is a nickname for this guy.
By the
guy.
Way, Steve, before that, Steve McKinney's the one who introduced Jack Holes to this show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jack
You two
Hole.
Jack Holes.
So
it fits.
So Steve, the worst thing in the world, it was one of my most detested things in the world. The French fry that still tastes like potato.
Oh no.
When you add that, like, damn it, can you throw this back in the fryer on some hotter ass grease? Why are you wasting my time
with
potatoes
these? Potatoes either. That's not good for you.
It's not raw. Yeah, it gives you strong skin, probably.
No, it stops you up. It
eating, who eats
you.
Raw
You've
potatoes?
You probably haven't gone to the bathroom since.
Who eats raw potato? Well, that wasn't raw. It just wasn't cooked all the way. Crispy fries are crispy fries.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you got to be crispy.
Double fried fries? Forget about it.
929 ESPN 975-713-780-3776 on this, a holiday. Astros win holiday right here on ESPN 975.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting innovationmap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map. Listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 9:32 on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Big ups to the Astros. And oh, by the way, talk about classic.
And to the fans.
No, the Astros and the fans to Houston. Last night, bouncing back after a miserable Tuesday night. By the way, you know, last night at the Yankee Blue Jays game, the fans are chanting F. Altuve. First of all, clean it up, New York. I mean, there are kids there. Clean it up. I literally tried to start a L.A. sucks chant. It didn't happen.
It didn't take?
But I was screaming. L.A. sucks. L.A. sucks. L.A. sucks. And it didn't take. I was hoping that you guys would have heard it on TV. And then I was like, I started that. But it didn't take. But that's not, you know, saying sucks, that's okay. The kids today, they say sucks all the time, right? I mean, little kids, two-year-olds say, oh, that sucks. I
caught my daughter saying that. I said, don't say that, Marty. She said, yeah, but anytime you go to the swim pool and then you don't even have, like, they won't even let us race in the different lanes. I mean, that kind of sucks. I said,
Marty,
excuse me. And then I remember she's homeschooled and I'm getting off light if that's the only thing she's saying with my wife.
Yeah, yeah, right. Your wife got filth and flarn in it for a mouth. It's no question.
My wife would go to a game and say some.
Yeah,
no. Stuff in the stands.
But here's the deal: is clean it up. We were classy, you know. The fight notwithstanding, I don't know what started it. It was
probably the Dodger fan
that started it. I don't think there's any question.
Yeah,
he was an a-hole.
The Dodger fan finished it too.
I saw Manny. Yeah, that's true. Manny was at the park last night. He had his Astros gear on. He took a picture with a Dodger fan.
Manny who?
You're Manny.
I don't own a Manny. Okay, Manny Fresh.
Gator, love you, Manny. That one.
I'm not going to listen to your slander. Your friends buy each other clothes, so you can't come at me.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. It was Raul.
Yeah, what are we talking? Raul who from?
Raul Cobos.
What's the matter with you? What?
Yeah.
You can't tell the difference?
No, I can tell the difference.
All Mexican guys look alike to you?
So they switched hats. Raul switched hats. Did he bring any fries? No.
He was not working.
Well, it doesn't matter.
That man brought us food again.
A-hole.
Despite your
fries.
Stuff.
Anyway, so
bring fries to an Astros game.
All his fry energy comes when he's not here.
Yeah,
the fry energy ends when he's got food in the building.
Yeah,
you know, all that.
Raul. I'm gonna tell you this about Raul. That quesadilla he makes is spectacular.
It's one of the best.
It's spectacular.
I
will say
punch.
This: he's my arch enemy.
Like, he's not your arch enemy.
He's a super villain.
He's not a super villain. Yeah.
How is he
your
a super villain? He provides all the food. You're the villain.
Yeah,
you're definitely a villain.
No, I'm the. I'm the hero that needs
You're not a hero.
The quesadilla
you don't do
that
anything.
That he doesn't bring all the time.
You use your platform to try to destroy a local businessman. You're a villain.
Anyway.
You use your platform to try to destroy a local businessman.
So he's... So he switched hats with the Dodger fan, and he said, remember, it's not that serious. He's right. He's right. You know what? We can all get along. We can all live together.
Well, then tell them to act right.
No, they were acting. They were out. They were a little bit disrespect. No, they insulted us a little bit. They were a little out of order themselves. I don't think there's any question about it. But last night, we put them in their place. Well, you know what? With the Carlos Correa homer, Aledmys Diaz. I don't mind seeing them. I'd like to see Brantley more, you know, like play.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to see that.
But he has to actually play.
Well, right. He has to be on the field to play, so that would be nice if that happened.
Right.
I don't want to see Taylor Jones all that much at the plate with the bases loaded.
Oh, God.
It seems like Taylor Jones
looks like a guy who'd be able to hit.
He's too tall to hit, I think.
Is that it?
Yeah.
What about Aaron Judge?
Yeah, well, that's... Okay. You just said Taylor Jones and Aaron Judge.
You said too tall to hit.
Okay, what about Altuve? Is he tall? No. Does he hit? Yes.
What about Craig Counsell?
Aren't we just saying
Craig Counsell
David
hit.
Eckstein?
Huge hit in the playoffs.
What about
in the
Adam
World
Everett?
Series. He's a little fella that didn't hit much. I don't think
height has a lot to do with it.
Okay. Yeah, it's a longer swing. Yeah, it does. A little Altuve with his little arms, they go real fast.
He doesn't swing like this.
He doesn't. It doesn't sound like that when he swings a bat.
Yeah. So all I'm saying is I just don't want Taylor Jones up that much more with the bases loaded. That's all I'm saying.
He doesn't have a name that makes you think he's gonna get knocks.
No.
Well, Taylor Jones sounds like an off-brand country singer.
Or he's the lead actor off Broadway somewhere.
Off-brand country singer.
Or he's like eighth on the call list of some CW
coming
show.
Coming up next on the CMT.
No, it's not. He doesn't even reach that level. He's the eighth on the call list for some CW show that no one watches.
Yeah.
Oh, Taylor Jones making a guest appearance.
Yeah.
Beat it, Taylor Jones.
It seems like he's going to be in Hollywood Square someday. You remember him? Remember Taylor? No.
He goes from not being the star on the CW show to being the lead on all those Hallmark Christmas movies.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
That's what Taylor Jones is.
Right.
I had three of them.
A very special edition.
I came home too. And Mimi had put three new Hallmark movies on my DVR. Now, Mimi left yesterday, so I'm like, delete, delete, delete. Oh.
Wait a minute. Mimi, what if she comes back?
Pling. She was just here for the trips. Gunsmoke out.
I thought she usually stays for a year and a half.
That's been her MO, but not this time. But we love Mimi. She does great when she's there. I love Mimi.
She's not a drain. What do you mean she does great? What does that mean?
Yeah.
She's great. She's great to get along. She's super agreeable with everything. She gets along. She brings stuff home from Trader Joe's.
Mm-hmm.
We love Mimi.
Well,
this time she decided, I'm out of here. I think without me and Nicole there for almost back-to-back weeks, basically.
She was like, I'm tired of these
kids. It was just like,
No. I need to go home.
I don't need this.
Get out of this.
I don't need this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Anybody finds that with any amount of kids for any amount of time, I got to get out of this.
Yeah.
Well, I swear to God, me and Wendy came back from a vacation once. My mother-in-law was waiting, her bags packed. We walked up. She said, okay, bye, and just got in the car and left.
My mom left 10 minutes before we got home one time. Swear to God, on a stack of Bibles 3 years ago when Mimi first had her broken, my mom was so overwhelmed by our kids that it was, I've never seen my mom that frazzled.
No.
Even with me, my brother, and my sister, she never was as frazzled as that. And she said, hey, I need to get on the road. Is it okay if I go in and you guys, since you guys are going to, yeah, that's fine.
You don't even want to see it.
She was gone.
There's this dark part of me that I realize that when I hear someone like, you know, they go, oh, we're going to have a kid, and they're celebrating the birth, or they put out the photos of, look, we're pregnant. Immediately, I think a little less of them.
Yeah. We're pregnant.
Not even about the picture. You want to celebrate, but, oh, you're having a kid. You're not that great of a person. You're out here making
that's
a bet.
That's not it. The problem is we're pregnant.
Well,
no, we're not.
Well,
she is.
Well, that's one thing. But it's like when you tell me we're bringing another kid into the world, I'm like, oh, you're not as good of a person as I thought you were.
It's 9:40. Let's get Keith in here. Talk about the fans. What you say, Keith?
All right, good morning. First of all, you guys are stupid. Hilariously stupid. I was supposed to be in the doctor's office, and I can't get out of the car because y'all are cracking me up.
Because we stupid. Because we stupid.
Last night, the fan threw the popcorn on Westbrook, and I was just thinking, if all of the ESPN celebrity, personalities are at a remote, who's the first remote person to get popcorn thrown on them? I think it's Charlie. Y'all have a good one. Love the show.
I don't think it's Charlie.
I think it's all right. Who would react the worst?
No,
to elicit that response from a listener. It's clearly AJ.
Hold on a second.
No, well,
to get popcorn thrown at him,
White Magic wanted to fight AJ.
It's AJ. He would be the guy who most likely.
Yeah. That's true. Okay, which host would have the most violent reaction?
AJ.
Oh, I'm gonna go Joel.
Yeah, Joel ain't one to play with.
Joel ain't gonna take that.
No, he's not gonna be like. Oh.
Joel's gonna be like, oh no, you didn't.
Yeah. I think John's right. I think the guy most likely to have it done is AJ. The guy with the most violent reaction is Joel.
You think somebody would throw popcorn on?
I don't think
anyone's on AJ.
Anyone's
first.
Coming to
yeah,
throw
probably.
I think he's the most likely for it to happen.
Yeah. I could probably get popcorn thrown on me.
No, if everyone was
what if it was
me,
a Coors Light? What would I do?
They wouldn't throw it on you. They just give it
to you.
You
just do this. Oh.
Like Chris Bosh.
Taylor Lewan. Did you see him at the Nashville game?
No.
He goes insane. He goes pouring beers. They were pouring beers into him. He was pouring them all over himself.
You only get away with that.
Seemed like a great time, except
lineman.
For the beer that he was doing.
Yeah, he was wasting it. Oh, he wasn't using the right brand.
No, wasn't using Coors Light.
John, you'd be Chris Bosh celebrating that first title when it was huge.
Oh yeah. Oh, I've done that.
You love it, but AJ. I can't really think of anyone else who would elicit that response from a listener that they won't need to throw popcorn on them.
No.
Who's as combative as he is?
Joel might, and I don't know why.
Well, I don't know if they throw it on
for any
reason.
I don't think so. Not our station.
Maybe if it was a Viking fan. Hey, Packer boy.
A Viking fan?
Yeah, something like that.
I think AJ would give you a violent reaction.
Oh, AJ would come after, yeah.
If somebody threw popcorn on AJ, he's immediately trying to choke
him. Yeah, right. He could choke out a fool. Yeah.
I wouldn't care. It wouldn't bother me that much. I'm like, all right, like, sure. I mean,
why'd you waste all that popcorn? Like, now I got salt
in
my hair.
It's kind of dumb. Now I got to deal with popcorn and oil on me.
Yeah,
I'd be more upset about that than the insult.
Well, was it buttered? No, they don't butter it at the stadium.
They don't?
No. Popcorn's always dry.
They don't give you the opportunity to put fake butter on it?
No, that's at the movies. They don't have that at the stadium.
Hey, Jim Crane, kick it up a notch.
No, we ain't putting a butter machine in there.
Why not?
No.
If you get it
maybe
from the concession,
what do you mean
club?
We ain't putting a butter machine
maybe
up there? Yeah,
club.
I'm with.
If we are, getting,
I'm with Dell. Why would you not put a butter machine there?
Because
what?
Because you got then it's gross. I mean,
what you eat nachos? What's the difference?
Yeah, no, that's gross too. I never get nachos at a ballpark.
You're not. Thank God Jim Crane doesn't have to use you as his. I can't get this guy to buy the ticket. He won't put any
pretzel and peanuts last night.
Big deal. You make a mess. Yeah. That's all. Who cares? Yeah. Look at your peanut shells all over. What are you throwing on the ground?
Care.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And guess what?
So that's a problem. But people who want to put some butter on their popcorn's a problem.
Yeah. No, then it gets all messy on the seats and you're touching.
Well, what kind of eater are you that it's all over your hands?
How can you not eat butter popcorn and not get it on your hands?
It won't get everywhere. Use a napkin. That's what napkins are for.
What are you, a dirty animal?
No. You're the filthy animal that wants butter.
I have a towel.
You're the filthy animal.
I have a towel to make things nice.
Oh, no. There's butter on my popcorn. What am I going
to
do with
it? Not everybody brings a towel on their bed to eat, okay?
Because you're fools. Because you're fools.
944. ESPN.
That's why you make
a
mess.
Filthy animal wanting butter popcorn.
It's messy all over the place at a baseball game. What am I going to do?
Eat peanuts like a regular person at a base. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack.
Oh, Cracker Jack.
Not buttered popcorn.
Cracker Jacks don't
leave. There's never been buttered popcorn.
Cracker Jacks don't leave residue on your fingers. They're not messy or sticky or anything. Oh, what am I going to do? I wipe it off on the napkin.
Get a win.
You're going to eat a W?
Eat a W.
Eat a W. I want to tell you about eating a loss. That's what many of you are doing when you get upside down on your vehicles, and it's just a nightmare. You went to a dealership. They hard sold you. They just pounded on you. What do I have to do to get you in this car? Let me give you this 72-month deal, and we're going to do this for you and do that for you, and no money down, and They sweet talked you into a deal that you can't get out of now, and you're so upset because you're upside down for the first 5 years of that vehicle. Hey, listen, that's not how they do business at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. they are aware of, for some people, it's about a selection. For some people, it's going to be about price. For some people, it'll be about lease. For some people, it's going to be about purchase. You know, different people have different opinions of how car buying works best for them. But what Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC does is they say, listen, however you want it to go is how we want it to go. And so they work with you based on where you are in the car buying experience. They meet you where you're at. And it makes it so simple because you can find great vehicles online at latentzcars.com. You can start the car buying experience. You can even hit the chat now function and find places, you know, and have a discussion with someone about, you know, a vehicle and a price and the trade-in value. And when you're ready to buy, if you want to just head on out to Angleton, they'll make it really, really easy. Or even if they need to, I don't always talk about this, but, you know, they'll even bring the thing into Houston for you if this is what they need to do. If you're so busy that you can't do it, they just want you to be happy. And that's why I love dealing with Craig DeSerf and Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. Go to LanceZCars.com. That's LanceZCars.com.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN. Man, I'll tell you this.
Julius Randle's
you had the crap going on with Russell Westbrook with the popcorn. How about they got a Knicks fan spitting on Trae Young as he's going to take the ball out of bounds? He's from, yeah, you know what? What a you scumbag spitting on a guy. Stop.
Isn't that terrible?
Why? You're an a-hole. You're just an a-hole. And mm-hmm. you deserve to never be able to come back and
oh, 100% they should be gone.
Never again be able to go to a game. You're an a-hole. I'm watching a guy. There was a rain delay at the Nationals game, and a streaker, naked, was running all over the tarp, sliding around, all naked. Put some clothes on. No one wants to watch you out here naked. And what is wrong with people? People are messed up, dude.
Everyone's up. Like, hey, look how great it is. Fans are back. Fans are like, yeah, we're still the same a-holes we were before.
Oh, just jerks. Okay, let me ask you this one. Give me the best odds here.
Okay.
All right, best value. MVP, NFL MVP. Mahomes 9-2, Aaron Rodgers 9-1, Josh Allen 11-1, Brady 15, Matthew Stafford 15-1. Lamar Jackson 16, Russell Wilson 16, Dak Prescott 17. Here's some long shots. Joe Burrow 50-1
for MVP.
Yeah,
I'll stay MVP.
Let's say they make the playoffs. He has himself a good
Joe's
year.
Joe's got that 40 touchdowns. I think I just don't see that.
Yeah,
well, they do want to run the ball too.
Yeah, yes, they do. I think it's a long shot. What about this one? Derrick Henry 50-1.
Yeah.
Now that's one I can.
It makes more sense.
Because they're going
to
ride
but
him.
I mean, he's going to have to catch another, 1,800 yard season with 25 touchdowns. To win it as a running back, you got to really put in work.
He was the offensive player of the year when he ran for over 2,000. So he's going to have to do OPY even more than that, backs. Probably.
Yeah, it's going to have to be like. That's why I said 26 touchdowns. He's going to have to throw LaDainian Tomlinson touchdown numbers at you to have a shot.
Jalen Hurts 50-1.
Pass, hard pass. Joe Burrow has a better chance than Jalen. This Jalen Hurts thing is kind of funny to me. What exactly do they think Jalen? Like, I don't know. I don't see it with Jalen Hurts. I don't see what people see that they'd even make him a 50-1 MVP shot.
Well,
just because he's a quarterback?
Well, yeah. I mean, he showed some flashes. Plus, he can run.
No, he didn't show flashes last year.
Yeah, he did. Not he had a really good. He had one really good game.
He had one good game. Yeah. He had two not very good games.
Yeah, But
he hasn't even played that much pro football. But he was,
you give him a break. He was a rookie.
No, we're talking MVP. I'm not trying to give him, I'm not going to give him a break in an MVP discussion.
Well, I can't
give him a break. This is talking about the best player in the league. Joe, and we're talking Jalen Hurts at 50-1.
Jameis Winston, 60-1.
Get out of here. Next.
Sam Darnold, 100-1.
Next.
That's good value, though.
I think it's Sam Darnold.
Now, now you're getting McCaffrey back.
You lost Curtis Samuel.
Right. You're getting McCaffrey back, though. And if you turn it, if they turn into a good team and Sam Darnold plays well.
He has Robbie Anderson.
Back. Robbie Anderson is okay.
He's all right. How about Carson Wentz? Where's he?
Carson.
If they get Julio Jones to go with T.Y. Hilton and Michael Pittman.
Carson Wentz is 40. Now, that's not bad.
That's interesting, except for the fact that they're going to run the piss out of the ball. Because they got Marlon Mack healthy, and now they're going to go Marlon Mack, Naeem Hines, and Jonathan Taylor. Like, they're going to run it a lot.
Yeah, but you know what? Carson Wentz is still, if they win big, win the division, maybe get, we'll see what kind of seed they get. Carson Wentz could be, you know, it's not going to be one of the running backs that's going to get the love. It's going to be Carson Wentz.
What's his number for comeback player of the year? That's what I'd be looking at for him. More than MVP.
Yeah, probably. But I don't think you should come back from suck.
Well, I don't agree with that, right?
Yeah, I don't agree with that as comeback. Just because you sucked doesn't mean you should win.
It should
be injury.
Always devastating injury?
Yeah. Yeah. Matt Ryan is 40-1. There's some good value at 40-1. Matt Ryan, Ryan Tannehill, and Carson Wentz.
If they trade Julio Jones, I'm not sure how.
Of those three?
Matt Ryan's winning it.
No, me either. And they're going to get rid of him. They have to.
Of those three, probably Matt Ryan will have the biggest stats. No, Matt Ryan will definitely have the biggest stats of the three. Tannehill, Wentz, and Ryan. Baker Mayfield's 33-1.
I can't see that guy. The league can't let that guy win an MVP.
What do you mean? There's the directive?
You have to step up and do something and not let him win an MVP.
You mean like?
I give it to like mess with Jonathan the rules? Taylor.
What you talking about, Willis?
You can't let that guy win it.
Why
not?
What's your issue with
Baker?
He's
like a lower performing Trevor Bauer. Bryson DeChambeau.
Trevor Bauer won the Cy Young last year.
Bryson DeChambeau.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
TV Baker?
Yeah. How many more commercials
that
he'll be in?
That guy leads the league in commercials. Get more touchdowns, win more big games.
Stop doing commercials
and win games.
Favorite for comeback player is going to be Dak.
Is there anyone else?
Yeah.
So Alex Smith is a true blue comeback player.
And so is Dak. With that injury?
It was an injury, but he was having a big year too. Like, who is there? No, Dak's nothing like Alex Smith. Nobody in the history of sports is like Alex.
No,
Alex Smith
but had basically twisted a twisted ankle bite. Like that? Holy crap.
He has broken ankle.
Yeah.
Dislocated.
People come back from that.
Yeah.
Get back to somebody who is out of football again. And has had Ventura? To just physically.
Justin Britt?
Well, no.
No.
Justin. Out of football.
Well, but.
Starting.
Center?
Where's AJ Green now?
What about Randall Cobb?
Hold on, where's AJ Green?
Where's Randall Cobb on
still
comeback
in Cincinnati?
No, AJ Green, didn't he leave? He's somewhere else now.
Has he been traded yet?
No, is he? He was a free agent, no,
he's
wasn't
a
he?
Cardinal.
Yeah. What if AJ Green ended up having?
What about Julio Jones?
Wait, it's impossible to have that with DeAndre Hopkins there.
What about Julio Jones?
No, I don't think Julio could.
Why not?
Not a comeback player. What did Julio do last year?
He hasn't played in like 6 years.
Julio Jones?
Yeah.
He missed a lot of time last year.
Did he miss that much time last year?
Yeah.
He played nine games.
I'm telling you, Dak is the favorite.
He is the favorite.
Well, because he's a quarterback. But I think
he also had a
horrific
injury.
That ankle's going in the wrong direction.
It's fine.
No, it's not. You can't even walk.
I separated my shoulder, Dell. I know what I'm talking about.
You got herpes. You didn't separate your shoulder.
I dislocated mine, actually. So I know what
was your shoulder hanging in the wrong direction?
Yes, it was that way. And you know what I did? Heroically, I laid on a bed.
You guys got to stop saying heroically.
I put it in the socket and walked it all the way back up like that.
No, you didn't.
And it had a long arc. You know what? I am actually comeback player of the year at this radio station. Now that I think about it.
What?
It was July 15th that I hurt my shoulder. And here I am doing radio every day. Doing radio from remote locations in West Texas. My shoulder still hurts, but I'm back. I'm performing at a high level.
You didn't miss
I am the comeback player of the year at this radio station.
You didn't miss any time.
Down. I don't think you remember when I had cart path only, and okay, and it was rainy, and I had to we had to stay on the cart path. I think I'm comeback player.
That's not how that works. More damage to his man of the people vibe.
Yeah, listen to him.
Cart path only. And we had. How am I supposed to bounce back from that?
You can't be comeback player of the year if you didn't miss any time. That doesn't. That's not how. You say you don't want to do it because of suck. You didn't miss any radio time because of cart path only.
I missed driving on the course. Had to walk from the cart path to the ball.
That's comeback player in golf. We're talking about. We're talking about the station.
What about Whitney Merciless? He's been out of football for years. No, he's actually been playing.
He's on the roster.
He's got no chance to come back. No,
right, here's the odds.
Now you can come back from suck. Okay, Whitney Merciless is a real candidate.
Here are the odds. Dak Prescott's the favorite. +175 All right, these are the odds. Nick Bosa +400
Oh yeah.
Nick missed the whole year.
Yep.
Christian McCaffrey +500
Yep.
Saquon Barkley is the guy you need to be looking at. That's the guy that I'm talking about. Here's a guy with an ACL injury. I think Saquon Barkley. They got Joe Burrow too. Joe Mixon 1,000 Carson Wentz. Now Carson Wentz is a sneaky one because he played and sucked. This wasn't even an injury.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
His career could be in decline. If he comes back strong, I think he could beat Dak Prescott at +1,000
Wouldn't he be? I'd make that most improved player from suck.
No,
not this is, comeback. Player.
No, this is comeback.
Comeback player is if you get injured, not you
no, no,
suck.
No. Comeback can also be. Think about this.
I know, but I don't agree with it.
He's coming back from a terrible
suck.
He's coming back to his form.
Something he created.
He's coming back to his form.
No.
Why?
Coming back to his form. What?
Yeah.
No, he's coming back from injury. To me, if you'd suck that, you brought that on yourself. Injury, well, you can't
Julio
help.
Jones can't. That's not a debil. Julio Jones can't be in there then. What kind of injury did he have? He's not even
what
he's
did
so
he
far
have?
Down this list. Nothing that was debilitating like a separated
Well, he didn't,
ankle.
He didn't play, ankle. Though.
He did play. He played nine games.
Yeah, just he missed seven time throughout games. The year. Every just year, different injuries.
Every year, Will Fuller should be comeback player
of
the year.
Well, and if
candidate.
You could come back from... Because he was inconsequential. Julio was inconsequential.
See, Sam Darnold, to me, that can't be... Comeback means you are coming back from something.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be coming back from an awful season. I think Carson Wentz 100% fits that.
Well, you know,
I think Dak fits it, too. I think Nick Bosa fits... Sam Darnold's never been there. How is he a comeback player when he's never been there?
I think you're right, and you should come back tomorrow.
Bye, bitch.
Oh, what a clever person.
See,
he
Sam
is.
Can be comeback.
What a clever.
No, Sam can be most improved player this
yes,
year.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's
gonna,
MIP.
Obviously,
gonna Odell Beckham Jr.?
Oh, here's. This
Odell
is,
Beckham Jr.?
Yeah, he could be. Yeah.
He's going to make Baker worse. Baker better hope he stays away.
True.
Obviously, John Granato's hair wins comeback player of the year at the station. Thank you.
Okay. Not over
Fred's
Fred.
Fred's hair has something to say about that.
Not over Fred.
Fred's hair has
Fred's
something to say about that.
Fred's hair ain't even close to this
oh,
comeback.
Oh, now you're bad-mouthing it instead of when Doc Lindo.
Oh, he's got
like,
lovely hair. But you know what? It ain't close to this. Okay? Not with the slick black look, the ducktail. Come on.
I'm not sure you're doing yourself favors with the ducktail.
I love when he goes with the ducktail.
Come on. All right, 10 o'clock. I think you've already been told goodbye.
Maybe.
Pretty sure you've been told goodbye.
And if he didn't hear it.
Bye, bitch.
Oh, that's ugly. 10 o'clock, straight up. ESPN 97.5.
I don't like Molly Knight at all.
Get no when the whistle goes.
Real fun. Get no when the whistle goes. Sports. ESPN 97.5.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/Ohio's time.
Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.